7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Begin transmission.
Oh, this is, yeah, okay, well, ready to do this? Oh, let's rock. The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time to begin another exciting episode of The Dubious Geek with lots of little beep beep beeps. Hello. Welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this raucous caucus. It's the party party. And I'm out walking around today. I'm in direct sun. It's a little bit too warm as it is, but we're going to push it as far as we can today because I feel like getting dangerous. And I think, you know, maybe that huge protein hit I'm going to take in about 45 minutes, yes, it's taco day, is going to help me recover rapidly. Good Lord, there's a kid screaming over 100 meters away, and I can hear him. You can probably hear him, too. So where are we? Well, today we've come back out to Somerset Park. We haven't been out to Somerset Park in a while. This is where all the yummy-smelling trees are. It's a little hot, but we got to go down to the creek. We got to see if we can find some mushrooms and some stuff. This is the park that has the big, big, really nice baseball diamonds. The thing that they were building the last time we were here is finished, and those things are sand volleyball courts. This is the park that also has the teeny tiny miniature baseball diamond. Is it a functional baseball diamond? Or is it just a sculpture? These things we do not know. Alright, I'm finally down here onto this sidewalk that runs by the creek. I got my sunglasses on. I can take them off. I'm facing the other way now. Take the old sunglasses off. I'm looking creekside. Ooh, it's warm out today. Actually, it's not all that warm. It's just, it's still humid because I don't want to say it rained, because it didn't rain, it just drizzled. It just drizzled for a little bit. So we got humidity, and I'm in the direct sun, and now I'm admiring the giant grills that are out here in this park. These two double barbecue grills. It's just crazy. Never seen anything like it. It's impressive. Okay, we got picnic tables. And we're just about to make the approach on the bridge here. There's a bridge that goes over this creek. And this is going to be our main observational point. And then we'll decide where to go and what to do. And what's this? Yeah, I'm walking by this. I'm on the sidewalk here. There's an old fence post, or not a fence post, but a signpost that's broken off here. I wonder what that used to be. And this has also reminded me of something else I wanted to tell you. Sometime, it must have been over the weekend, maybe the holiday weekend or the weekend after, there's been a lot of, like, street signs knocked down in my neighborhood. It wasn't me. I mean, it's somebody, like, actually, you know, intentionally running into them with their car and breaking them off. Okay, I've reached the bridge. I'm stomping across it. Oh, looking down into the creek, I can see wogs. I can see wogs. Little pollywogs swimming in the water. The water's nice and clear right here. And the... wow, there's a big one. And the sun is shining directly on it. I'm in the shade, but somehow the sun is in the water. And I can see... oh, dozens of little polywogs. Except they're not little. They're chunky style. Well, there's a couple of little ones. See, like that guy, he's like 6 centimeters. But that other guy, he was 12 centimeters. So we've got some variation in polywog sizes. I'm going to look up the other side of the creek here. Oh, it's much more interesting over here. Because I can see rocks, and I can hear the water flowing through the rocks. And I can see water. Lots of logs. And on this log that's almost directly below me, we've got something. It's not coral, it's not jellies. It's not Trimestes versicolor. What could it be? Now we can't really get down there. Cranky now. All right, I'm walking across the bridge. There's a puddle here. That path is damp. I'm not going to walk up there, am I? I'll think about it. I'm going to walk this way instead. Because isn't there something else up here that I like? I think there is. Right, so I have crossed the creek. And I'm walking through this lovely wooded area. Plants on both sides of me. I'm on a very wide path. It's 2.5 meters wide. It's a sidewalk. It's paved concrete. I'm looking into the forest. I see some spiderwort. A spiderwort right there. Oh, there's some over on that side too. And we've got other plants that I can't as readily identify. You know, there's poison ivy going up that tree. We got green stuff. Oh, these are the things that look like grapes. This looks like grapes and it has little scuppernongs on it. They got it out at Tranquility. Oh, here's a little spider. A little harvest man spider. He's harvesting for something. He's looking for food. He's hunting. Alright, the creek turns and now I'm walking along the side of the creek again. Or one of the creeks. And what do we got down there? Is there anything exciting in the creek down there today? This is where I wish I could get closer because there's a big mud flat. And there's some... This would be like a good area for ducks, but there's no ducks today. No quack snackers. Oh, and I don't see any marmots. And I didn't see any tracks down in the mud. And I'm definitely... there's some tracks down in the mud. Wait, I see them now. I can get down in there, kind of. All right, yeah. On the opposite bank, there is mud. And there are tracks. I'm a little bit too far away. It's either now... I was going to say it's either a raccoon or it's marmot, but no. That's definitely marmot right there. What else we got? Oh, I gotta get back on the path here. Work my way up. Little birds are hopping around. Yes, I do want to go out there. I want to take this little path. There's a little path here that goes off into the forest. And if memory serves, it comes out onto this point. Oh, there's a little squirrely. Hi, Mr. Squirrel. He's squirreling around. Yeah, this is another confluence. This is where two creeks come together. This is weird because this is like three creeks coming together. It's not really creeks, it's just drainage coming out of these. Uh-oh. Did I just brush up against nettles? We're gonna find out. Lots of little birds. Yeah, there's tracks down in the mud, but I'm not finding any dudes. I don't see any dudes. Gotta be more careful walking out of here. Kind of like this tree, it looks really messed up. Alright. Now, what do I want to do? Probably getting close to reaching my limit here. on such a hot day, but I'm going to push it a little further. We're going to go out here and we're going to check out what's going on around down here. But wait, first I need to look into this pile of broken up concrete. I was going to say riprap, but this isn't technically riprap. This is just crushed concrete. All piled up, dumped in the creek. Marmots like these types of things. Get some rocks together. Not seeing any signs. All right, let's get... I just want to come up to here, sort of pass through the whole forest area, and I want to look upstream of this creek. I'm going to have to consult a map, see what creek this is. Oh, there are some county vehicles driving by on the street up there. Three big trucks, they're going to do some painting or something. Ugh, and now my sinuses are starting to be glonky gagook. Why so glonky? Ah, it's kind of actually, there we go. I sort of had a miniature headache there for a few seconds. And now let's go under the bridge here. Okay. Doot, doot, doot. We got some reverb. Boop, boop, boop. It's so nice. All right, what are we doing in the reverb zone? Not a damn thing. I'm turning around. There's not much going on. Over here. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's getting warm. It is most assuredly time for me to start heading back towards the car. But I just found some mushrooms. Hold on a second. What the hell are these things? There's a little mushroom right here. Yep, okay, here's one. Here's one that's open. And here's two little pins. We've got two. What we got here are five mushrooms that I cannot identify. They're very white. And they have that caprinus look. I'm willing to bet that this is some form of caprinus. Ooh, and when I stood back up, I kind of got a head rush there. That's not a good sign. Yada. Okay. Yeah, so we gotta think about getting out of here. Okay. Yada, yada, yada. Gotta think about tacos today, too. I'm really looking forward to my tacos today. Although I did go to the store last night, because I ran out of sugar. I thought, that's weird, how do I run out of sugar? So I went to the store, and yes, Alexis was there. I didn't know she worked on Monday nights, but I didn't talk to her. She was behind the customer service desk, and I didn't want to hassle her. And not only did I buy some sugar, what else did I buy? Graham crackers? And I was going to buy some egg rolls, but I guess that store doesn't sell egg rolls anymore, which doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but, you know, whatever. And then I bought a big bottle of Manhattan Mixer. And a 2-liter bottle of cola-flavored beverage. Hey, there's a dude in the underbrush over here. Who is it? Who's in here? I heard somebody jumping around. I can still hear you. Okay, it's probably a little bunny rabbit, because let's keep moving. It's too hot to do this. Little bunnies. There's a baby bunny in my backyard, too. I saw him, was that yesterday? Anyway, yeah, I went to the store, got some cola-flavored beverage. What is this up here? Oh, it's a bird doing a weird thing. Yeah, okay. And I got some of that... Manhattan mixer so I can have bitter cherry cola with my tacos today. Yes, I'm going full on hardcore gourmet. Dubious gourmet committee. That's what I'm all about, kids. So, yeah. It means we need to get the hell out of here. yada gazada. I'm back on the footbridge. Chunkity chunkity chunka chink gang. Conkity chunkity conka chink gang. What are we doing out here today? It's way too damn hot. And now it's windy. So that's good. Yaga. Alright, well, I think we've reached that point. That point where we're walking by the same stuff we already walked by. I can't think of anything else to say about it. And so we start up a bunch of weird stuff. Cool beans?
Cool beans. 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 So, cool beans? Yeah. Cool beans. Good.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel. There's a voice in my head that drives my heel.
Comfort coming in from above. We don't need no letter at all. We've got No more speed, I'm almost there. Gotta keep cool now, gotta take care. Last car to pass, here I go. And the line of cars drove down real slow. And the radio played that forgotten song. Brenda Lee's coming on strong. And the newsman sang his same song.
Hallo, ich heiße Mike und bin ein scharfer Rückgratzerstampfer. Wollen wir beide Freunde sein?
Negativ!
All right, so here I am, back at the old Action Base 5 here. I've got a cat running around. I've been watering the cat. She's still thirsty. Are you still thirsty? No, perhaps her thirst has been sated. I can only hope so. As for my own personal thirst, yeah, I got that bitter cherry cola thing going for me already. And I don't even have any tacos yet. But I'm going to have tacos here very soon. I don't need to worry about it. Everything's fine. Everything's golden. And what kind of tacos am I going to have today? Well, it's Taco Tuesday, which means the taqueria has 5 tacos, beef or chicken, for $5.99. It used to be $5, now it's $6. So it's $6.60 with tax. And I get to have all that yummy sauce and yummy limes. And I'm absolutely just overwhelmed with excitement right now. For 5 beef tacos. And they're like soft shell. They're just like regular tortillas. But they're not regular tortillas. They're not the same kind of tortillas that I can buy in the store. How come I can't buy any of these tortillas that the taqueria uses? And why are they not actually tortillas? Why do I get the feeling that they're really tofu wrappers? But I don't know. They're still pretty good, and it doesn't bother my guts any. So yeah, today's going to be a delicious beef day.
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
And wait for it. It's round the beef. Come on, round the beef. That's gotta be the best one ever. Oh my god. Come on, you gotta admit. I'm on fire. Well, And when I say that, I might just mean that my brain chemicals are cooking because it's too hot outside. I've been broiled. I've been poached. I am feeling a little bit weird, but not as weird as I thought I would be. I'm not as sick as I thought I would be. Just, I can kind of feel it, but yeah, this is no problem. No problem. Especially since I'm going to be leaving my house here in about 4.5 minutes to zoom over to my taqueria and get those delicious, delicious tacos. Oh my God. I love tacos so much.
Uncle Grandfather, I want perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me. They call me...
Beef Stroganoff.
Yes, it's true. So, oh God, looking at the clock, I still got 3.5 minutes before I can go buy the tacos. But that's not the only thing I'm going to do today. Of course, I got to focus on the tacos, but I got to do some game research. I was watching this video like 2 days ago, 3 days, yeah, 2 days ago. And it was, you know, kind of the usual thing that I watch. Tribal people doing fun things. And I was watching these guys in Pakistan and they were talking about stuff. And there was a mention of dice and then some dice gaming stuff came up. And then one guy said to the other guy, oh yeah, you only play Champo. Blah, 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 blah. And he started talking to them, okay. And I said, what? What's this game called Champo? Well, I've tried to look it up a couple of times and basically you either get recipes for the Japanese dish of Champo or you get listings for shampoo. And I don't need shampoo. I don't need to know how to make Champo. So I gotta spend some time trying to find the rules to this game. And all I know is that it's a dice game and it's played in the subcontinent and it apparently requires the use of some dice. And I do have some dice. And so, hold on a second, I'm trying to get this damn bug. Move, bug. So yeah, I gotta look up this game. What is this dice game that I've never heard of and I've never come across? And and it might be pretty regional to somewhere in Pakistan. Apparently in the Baloch region in Balochistan. So yeah, I need to find the foremost expert in Balochistani games so I can get more information from him and learn, or her, and or they, the person, them, pronouns, because pronouns. And that's what I'm going to be doing after I eat my tacos. And if I find anything out about this game, if I discover anything about the Pakistani dice game known as Champo, I will let you know all about it on a future episode of The Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 19:30 UTC right here on Anon Radio. And you know this part. This is the part where it's the end of the line. The end of the line for me.
This is the end of the line for me.
Yes.
The end of the line, yes.
Give me some beeps. Time to get tacos.